This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. The pandemic and subsequent lockdowns over the past 2 years turned many of us into avid gardeners, but an unwitting consequence was also the rise in the use of plastic poly bags to grow plants in, and thus more plastic waste after the poly bags are done with. Horrified by the thought of this, Dr. Jarina Mohamad Jani, a senior lecturer at the Faculty of Science and Marine Environment at University of Malaysia Terengganu, or UMT, has embarked on a project to teach people how to weave their own poly bags using pandan or coconut leaves, or also known as eco bags. So in another episode of Plastic Soup, we're going to explore how we're going to get out of this plasticky goop that we found ourselves in, one leaf at a time. Welcome, Dr. Jarina. How are you today?
Hello, Juliet. I'm fine. Thank you very much. Let me start by wishing everyone a happy new year. And then we have Chinese New Year coming as well. And maybe some of you might have forgotten the fact that on the 2nd of February happens to also be the World Wetlands Day. So many reasons to be happy and to be celebrating, but also not to forget our responsibilities, because as we all know, festivities always bring a lot of rubbish, whether biodegradable or not. And thank you so much for that reason for inviting me, because then I'll be able to share with you with my other many besides ketupat, like I talked about last time. Now we are weaving eco bags.
Yes, and that's exactly what I was going to say. The last time we caught up, it was because we wanted to chat about another passion of yours. You call it an obsession. I think your husband calls it an obsession, ketupats, right? You wanted to put an end to ketupat plastic. And of course, you wanted to go back to the natural way of doing things. So here now, and it's so interesting. I never even thought of it, you know, tackle another source of plastic waste, plastic poly bags. And you're so right. Every single time we try to do something, even if it's environmentally friendly, the activity, planting trees or, you know, whatever, of a planting, we're using plastic poly bags, which are then thrown away. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Because I've been thinking about this horrible thing that we do to nature for a long time. Because, you know, in situ wetlands, it's another topic we talked about last time. We try to rehab a lot of patches of mangrove that has been fragmented and whatnot. So, and I realized, you know, activities that most of these saplings actually come in poly bags. Well-meaning people, some people don't. They would collect the poly bags after they've planted the saplings and dispose of them in where they should. But then I realized, isn't it ironic that we're actually doing something for nature, but at the same time, we're actually polluting as well? Because yeah, they will be disposed, but in Malaysia, as we all know, they will end up in landfills and they will stay there for hundreds of years, you know, before they could be not only harmless, they don't probably never be useful. Mm. And so I started thinking about it, but that was the time when I wasn't weaving yet. Now that I've started, the moment I started weaving ketupat, then I thought maybe I can try something else. And I thought about it, and I think maybe small basket that can help with potting is something I can try, because it should be quite simple. And I was right. I mean, I just started looking at online, at YouTube, and it was so simple, actually. Anybody could pick it up. And that's why I introduced it to my class this semester for my ethnobotany class. I asked them to choose whether they want to weave ketupat or they want to weave eco bags. And they all decided to weave eco bag this year, because they all admitted that since COVID, they too have been actively gardening.
Yeah.
And it would be great if they can actually find a way to reduce the amount of plastic that they've been generating with their family, with all the good intentions, right? And so we've been doing that. That's why, if anybody's wondering, no, there's no tutorial video this time, because there's so many already available online, and there's no point, there's so many things to do in life. Let's not try to do something that when there's already a lot of useful things that we can use, right? So please, if you're interested, go out and do it. But I'm just happy to be able to say that at this session, just trying to make people understand the impact of these eco bags, because Some of you might say, oh no, that is okay. When I pot, I actually use these UV biodegradable ones. And of course, I admit there are really those that are made from fibers as well as starch, you know, cornstarch. There's this variety made from cornstarch as well, which is great. But if you can, actually, because when you pot your seeds and whatnot, it's not for a long time. It's just for a couple of months at most, right? So if you are able to just use things that you have in your gardens anyway or in your surrounding and then turn it into something useful, and then you it will actually benefit the plant that you're trying to grow, it's even better, right? Because, well, of course, I'm biased because I believe that weaving is good for you and weaving is good for your children as well. I mean, my students told me that they've actually started when they did the weaving tutorial, because there was where we had a campaign, and during the campaign we engaged with 100 people to weave together, and it included children, and they said that even their little brothers were able to do it. So I think it is something that we can easily pick up. So maybe what I can also reassure people is how it's a lot more flexible than ketupat, in the sense that there's more materials that you can use. For example, any type of palm leaf works, because I've tried with, of course, coconut leaf, which is the easiest, mm-hmm. but don't take the young ones. Use the green, dark green ones, because they're more sturdy. Okay. And then I've tried with nipah leaves. It might be you guys living near, for example, it's Selangor, somewhere along near Pulau Keri, Dengkil, and those areas, there's plenty of nipah. And then I've also tried with sago palm leaves. It works as well. Of course, my biggest ambition is to start weaving with kelapa sawit leaves, you know, the all palm leaves, because I was just thinking, oh my God, isn't it great if all the kelapa sawit plantation decides to do this? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
It would be humongous. And so the leaves goes on. I've tried with pandanus as well, with the pandanus that people use for weaving, which is Tectorius. But I also use, you know, if you notice, there's a lot of huge giant pandanus grown as part of landscaping. I suspect it's a pandanus dubius. And this one is wonderful because you can really make big bags with them, you know, and you can plant like maybe you have a even trees that you're trying, saplings of trees that you try to grow. I use them for my avocado saplings, mm-hmm. because I just pluck I just throw the seeds in and they grow. And so they can last up to, so far I've had them for more than 3 months and they're still there. Of course, eventually they start to be a bit wobbly and whatnot, but then it tells me it's time to actually put them in the soil, right? So in the earth. So that's great. It's like a milestone as well. And another thing I wanted to maybe highlight now is also the fact that I've been trying to get this to be part of planting activity. So I was very lucky back in December that the state, Terengganu State Park, was organizing a program called Forest Gardening. What Forest Gardening is about is actually being more selective in managing the plants that you have in your plot. So they have this wonderful place called the Situ Boardwalk, where people can actually look at different species of mangrove trees, mangrove species, and they can walk, they can appreciate. It's a good educational place, but we noticed that there's been a bit of imbalance, and it's natural because the river mouth has shifted. But then we decided maybe we'll do a bit of forest gardening, they call it selective culling of certain saplings that we thought might be a bit too, but turned out to be more dominant. And this is where I insisted for the gimmick, you know, because they always want to have VIPs and whatnot. I said, why don't we, can I use my eco bags?
That's good,
They said, yeah, why not? I said, yeah, instead of poly bags. So with my students, we managed to weave around 10 bags because there were 10 saplings that they wanted to plant. And we're very happy that instead of mangrove trees, I insisted that why don't we try to plant pandanus saplings instead, because we have a lot of mangroves already, and it's a very useful plant for locals because they weave into beautiful mats and baskets. So they bought the idea. And so that was my first launch into publicly introducing eco bag as an approach. But what is interesting is the discussions that we had after that, because I was with the DO, district officer, I was with the SUK, with all these people from FREEM, and it's interesting how even the forester was telling me, oh, you know, when I was a kid, I used to make the potting pots myself. I remember because my grandfather planted tobacco and we used them to throw the seeds in so we can have saplings. And it's so interesting that, and then the DO said, yeah, I did the same thing as well. You know, wow. I just used coconut leaves. And you see that this is the thing about leaving, the same thing, the reason why I love it as a person who teaches ethnobotany. It is really something that people, human beings, have always done. Before the advent of plastic 100 years ago, we always had to use natural materials to create things, to receptacles, right, to containers. And it made us very innovative. It made us very resourceful because we just look around and say, okay, what can I use this for? And we did it. I mean, plastic is so useful. I mean, it's all possible for us to live without plastic. It's part of our life. We have to embrace that. But there are things that we can do without plastic. You know, for example, I'm quite happy to see we've been receiving a lot of kuih bakul, and I'm happy to see, because I was quite concerned as well, because I did see commercially people are selling kuih bakul in plastic containers, right? Yeah. But we've been receiving those because they are done by people more traditionally oriented, still made with packed in natural leaves. And that is nice. And I, like I said, and it's a container, right? It's like an eco bag. So I'm hoping that all those people who love plants, who are planting now, if you love plants and you love all plants, you must love the soil, you must love the earth where it grows. And one of the small ways that you can actually do this is actually to try and make your own eco bags, because it's so easy, it's so much fun to do with your family, and you can make use of your garden waste. Like, you know, coconut leaves need trimming anyway, if you have them. Any type of long-bladed leaves that you have in your garden can be used for eco bags, and use it. And I think even if you're a bit more resourceful and you don't need to be too wet, maybe you're just potting some cactus and whatnot, you can have even newspaper strips, you know, just, and then you can make that into the size that you want, the height that you want. It's really custom made. So, yeah, so that's the thing that I'm also, I'm hoping that my students will continue doing it. They vouch that they would, but at the same time, we'll try to keep this going, especially with this 100 million trees planted, wish, or even I hope it's actually a promise. We can do that with a lot less poly bags. If we can even have 10% of that potted in eco bag, would be huge. And Terengganu, I remember just a few days ago, there was a statement saying that Terengganu will be planting probably 600,000 trees. So that's where I'm going. I'm going to go and try to talk to the forestry department's boss and say, hey, Joe, let's make eco bags.
It's such a brilliant idea, Dr. Jarina. I don't know. I mean, I was like, it's such a simple solution, just going back to what we used to do before, isn't it? And like you said, there's ample supply of the material, it's easy to do. You just need to learn a little bit of weaving, and it can be made into various other things as well, right? Pencil boxes, basket vases, so many other things we can use as well as a substitute for plastic.
Exactly. So that's what young people, actually, they have so much features, right? We don't, we have to stop being so patronizing and thinking that we have so much to teach them. We do. And even what you said, this time, I'm going to teach people. No, I'm not teaching people to read, because it's actually for a lot of people, actually, they know already. It's just that they stop doing it. It's the same thing with ketupat, right? And maybe for the young, they've never been initiated. So I'm just initiating this basket making. And you're right, my students, when they in their Facebook, because I ask them to post, we have a small page where we actually post our campaign. So I've seen wonderful things they do. They put they use them as their plastic case and different things. You know, even some of them use them to use the one that they did to serve rice, which is really nice, because it's true. I mean, Even if you have it for a day or two, your rice would be more fragrant when you serve, right? Because it's in that material. And I was just thinking this morning, I said, oh yeah, maybe I can actually make more of this next year to my friends who actually make that kuih bakul, and they can put them in the use this for their kuih bakul as well. I mean, it will be a lot more texture wise, even though they don't really need texture for kuih bakul, but why not, right? And it's great because weaving is something that is so technical, in a sense, very simple technique, right? You just have to interweave. And after that, your imagination can take over, your creativity takes over, and you can do whatever you want. But the most important thing because I asked my students to do a reflection on this activity. And what is interesting is that when they come back, they do, the thing that comes out most would be the fact that it's an activity that can be shared with the loved ones. Especially because they're still at home now, students from our university are still learning from distance, basically virtually. And so they stay at home with their family. And it's nice that they are able to do this with the younger siblings or with even the elder grandparents, the elderly. And then that's where they hear the stories. You know how I used to do this and that. And I think it's very important. That gives them... Sometimes you're at home in front of a laptop or your computer learning, and then you don't think... I mean, that's it. That's your life, right? But I think at least that this EcoBag weaving has given them some sort of almost recreational activity while being at home. And it's nice as well for them to go out and be looking for the material, because a lot of them, so now I know how a coconut tree actually looks like.
Oh, wow.
And then be resourceful as well. For those who didn't have, I was very happy because I thought it would be really difficult. One of my students actually managed to do really nice small eco pots with the fragrant pandan. You know, the pandan that we usually use for cooking. Mm. She managed to do that, but they're smaller, of course. But it was still nice. And can you imagine if you have that and then you decide to do the mother can actually use that to make her desserts or cook something and just steam it. It would be so lovely. The taste would just be there, right? Yeah. So that's, I think, one of the things that they mentioned. And the second thing is that in the reflection, they mentioned a lot about they realize how much plastic is actually in their lives. And like you said, the simple things that you can do, you can't save the world, we say, right? But every little helps. And when they were doing that, somehow they feel a sense of usefulness because they are trying in their small ways. And I think that's important as well. I'm not saying that the responsibility, because plastic is it's part of our system. So our system, our policies has to change to enable us to fight this. But we have, every individual has the ability to contribute. And I think... if fighting plastic is the simplest thing you can do, and of course, if you're a gardener, if you love plants, like I said just now, let's do EcoBag. Let's just do the extra mile, for your plants, especially because you know that the EcoBags are biodegradable. You put them in the soil, and they will be part of the soil. They will actually contribute to your plant as nutrient, as organic fertilizer. The fiber is good for the soil as well. So, yeah, I mean, why not? Do more.
Why not? Yeah, why not indeed? Yeah. And is it fairly simple or does it take a long time? I guess, these are the sorts of practical sort of concerns people might have.
Oh, no. I mean, because I did it the first time, because it's to test, we have to test. I did it on my own first, just to see whether it's something I can transfer to my students. And of course, I realized that there's a bias there in the sense that I weave anyway. Mm-hmm. So it was much faster for me to be able to grasp the because you have to go up, right? You have to go vertical this time. And I had faith in my students. So we said, let's do a 2-3 hour tutorial together, because I was on my computer and they were all on their computers. That was during the sem break. early December, and we say we'll try and do. And so I'll be your resource person. You look at the videos on your on the site, and then if you have any trouble, do it. But I was I have 39 students with me in ethnobotany semester, and at the end of the 3 hours, more than half managed to complete. So some of the others were in certain stage of completion, but some of them managed to do two. So I knew that this is something we could, I mean, it's true, you struggle first, but once you get a hang on it, it's just like ketupat. It's just so easy, but definitely so much easier than ketupat because everything starts flat. You just lay out the strips and then you start flat and then you can decide whether you want, if you want to start first time, usually I ask my students to just do 4x4 strips. And then as you become more confident, you can do bigger bags and whatnot. And that's what they did. They do 4x4. And it's something, like I said, you start flat first and then you go up. Once you get a hang on it, but of course you you have to be, it's great because actually it's character building because you just must not give up. Okay. You must just hang in there and you will do it. You will make it. When I was doing the day that we did the campaign, I had two of my colleagues with me doing it as well. Of course, they struggled the first time, but my friends, she did. I thought it was quite artistic because it didn't even have that 4x4. It had like 5x3 dimension. It was really, really artistic, wow, in my opinion. But she was like, when she finished, she was so happy, but she said, I'm going to do this again.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, the motivation, because once you have it, even if it's not perfect the first time, you know that you can fix it. Just the next time you do it, you get better. And this is the great thing about it. You get better each time. And I guess after doing it for a while, you can just close your eyes and it will just happen, right?
Yeah.
So if you had tried ketupat and you found it very challenging, I just want to reassure you that if you do eco bags, it'll be so much less of a challenge to you because it doesn't have to be, because your hands doesn't have to be controlling everything at the same time. You can actually clip things. You can actually pause. You have better control of the situation, and the logic is much more straightforward. Have a look at the YouTube's available. You just have to type easy basket weaving. There's a lot of resources from Indonesia, of course. But also, I think my students might have posted some of their own videos now. But have a look, and then you'll be convinced that this is really nothing, no biggie.
Okay, that's excellent. And of course, we can just use things that we can find here, you know.
Exactly.
And yeah,
exactly.
Zero, it's got a zero waste element to it. It's perfect. It's such a wonderful and also a lovely thing to do with your hands and teach you patience and teach you how to sit still for a while as well. Yeah,
exactly. And maybe I'll just add, since you mentioned waste, you know, a lot of people are now, I think they're doing all this, I don't remember the name of it. My student told me, you know, they're taking all these plastic bags and they are crocheting them into something else. And so I was thinking it's the same thing with your plastic materials that you know that has color, has beautiful texture. And so that's what you can do as well. You can turn them into strips and you can use them to make baskets. Right, and even myself, I actually use a basket that's done by the Penan using cables. I feel bad that, you know, now we're actually resorting to that, but it's true. Sometimes it's stronger. So instead of using other stuff, so I use this because I use that at least more than twice. So I use that thousands of times. And that's what you can do as well with your, whatever you have now, strips of plastic, sturdy, old cables or whatnot, you weave them into things that you can put to you know, your onions or whatever, that they last longer. So why not?
Yeah. And like you... And like you said, the resources are out there, right? You just need to do a quick search on YouTube or anywhere on the web and you will find someone has made a video of it, definitely somewhere.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jarina, for joining me today. Any last message you'd like to leave us with before I let you go?
Well, I guess I just want to repeat what I said earlier. If you love plants, if you love flowers, you have to love everything about it. So think about what you will actually generate with your love. Like I said, sometimes if you do something, you don't think about it, you actually generate, you actually cause harm. So if you think about that, and maybe then you not use chemicals for your fertilizers or your repellents and whatnot, and then you think about something more what we call, that's why I like the word in Malay, mesra, you know, that actually takes care of it, that is not, that won't harm it, because harming is not direct, harming can be indirect as well. So let's do that. There's so many reasons to celebrate Chinese New Year. If you see, like, I don't know how to tackle the amount of plastic generated by all the oranges wrapped in plastic bags. That's going to be maybe 10, takes me 10 years to think about that. But yeah, so think about that the next time. This Chinese New Year, there'll be a lot of things wrapped in plastic. Think about that, so that maybe next year you'll be able to serve something less, in less plastic, or at least biodegradable plastic, which, or edible wrappers that we used to have last time. And yeah, be more mature. Yeah, be more friendly to everything around you, people, animals and plants.
I love that. Be more mature. I'm going to steal that line from you.
Most welcome. You're most welcome too.
My thanks to my guest today, Dr. Jarina Mohamad Jani. She's a senior lecturer at the Faculty of Science and Marine Environment at University of Malaysia Terengganu, or UMT. We were talking about how we can put an end to plastic poly bags, go back to eco bags, to weaving our own bags. And of course, just search for Dr. Jarina online. She's got a Facebook page. I think your students also have a Facebook page for the eco bags. It's called Eco Bag for Zero Plastic Gardening Campaign. You can join them, like that page, and find out how you can get involved. If you miss any part of today's interview, you can always search for the podcast at bfm.my/earth, or you can find it on the BFM app. This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.